Because I grew up around Cauvery almost 4.5 years. Every day I swam in Cauvery. I have so many things about Cauvery. For me, she was living force, much larger life than myself. I am not some environmental scientist or an ecological activist or something. But this disaster has been unfolding, I've been watching for 25 years with great concern. But I'm not somebody who speaks about anything unless there is open ears, otherwise I don't speak about those things. If I had spoken about Cauvery 20 years ago, then only I saw disaster is unfolding. I spoke to a few people around me. They also said, "Ha ho," and they ignored. Rest of the public I never spoke, because they will not listen to anything unless you threaten their life. Cauvery has depleted, according to studies, 46%. But according to my experience, it's around 25% of what it was 40-50 years ago. They are coming to this conclusion of 46% by looking at the entire flow, including the monsoon flow. But let us say we take the month of September, because Cauvery calling is in September, many things significant to us happen in September. Let's say we take September and look at Cauvery, how it was 50 years ago and how it is today, she's only 25%. You take the monsoon volumes also, then maybe 46% depletion. So, this doesn't happen overnight. This has been happening. Chennai people never thought it's a problem, till they have to wait for a train to bring water, Southern India, a tropical nation, rich land, fertile land, which we have farmed for over 12,000-15,000 years. Over 12,000 year history of farming in this land. Same land we plowed for 12,000 years, and every year it gave us the yield. But in 2 generations, in about approximately 40 years since we started using chemical fertilizer, now nearly 25% is on the verge of becoming a desert. The entire land of India is approximately around 160 million hectares of arable land. Out of this, 104 million hectares of arable land is right now considered as distressed soil. That means nearly 55-60% of India's land in 25-30 years' time will be uncultivable. And we have… by then we will be 1.5 billion people. What a great plan to have 1.5 billion people and lose 60% of the land. How are you going to keep them alive? When I spoke about 8 years ago that dead bodies will fall, people said, "Sadhguru, don't talk like this." I said, "Okay, wait. You wait, it will fall. Not in ones and twos or dozens, it will fall in thousands if you don't wake up in millions."